Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome to the program. I'm Guy Bauer. This is Food, Wine, and Fun for Ears here at the Good Life Studio in Intercom Land. I'm glad you take time out of your Saturday. Don't forget, if you've got the radio.com app, you can back up and listen to programs 24 hours old. So do that. Hey, and don't forget, if you got one of those Alexa things, hey, Alexa, play KNSS Radio, and guess what you'll hear? Yes, you will. It's a wonderful thing. On the phone with me from beautiful Sonoma is Bill Price. He's the proprietor extraordinaire of Price Family Vineyards and Estates, some of the most special labels that you've ever had the opportunity to taste, and maybe some that you haven't, but you can. It's not that Mr. Price is chintzy with his wines. It's just it's small boutique-y stuff, and you know, you got to hunt them up. And the answer is threestickswines.com. Bill, let's talk about probably one of the most famous, if not the most famous, producers of Pinot Noir in our country. And again, another spectacular coup on your part to snag Bob Cabral to be overseeing the wine production at Three Sticks.
Well, you're right, Guy. That was a coup. Bob and I had known each other for a while because I'd always admired greatly what he was doing at William Selham, making some of the most distinctive and yummy Pinot Noirs around. And I include France in Burgundy in that comparison. And so Bob called me up and he said, you know, Bill, I'm thinking of trying to find a way to have some more time and step away from things. William Selham's got to be a big place, and I'd like to do some things on my own. So I'm thinking about changing, and what do you think? And I said, Bob, if you have any interest in working with me, let's figure out how to make it work. And he said, oh, well, I got this one thing. I got a non-compete. I can't do anything for a year. And I said, no worries. I can wait, Bob. So he took a year off, recharged the batteries, and we've been having a blast together for 5 years now, making what I think is some of the best Pinot Noir in the world. So it's super fun. We're both big fans of 60s rock and roll music. So we talk about that. We talk about grapes. We walk the vineyards together. It's really a delightful relationship.
I had so much fun. The last time we visited the Adobe, I think it was 2 years ago, Bob did a private tasting for my wife and I and two other couples that we were shepherding about. Now it's 3 or 4 years ago. He's such a great guy, and he's so understated and humble. And then plus he knows how to work with Pinot Noir grapes, that's for sure. He was at William Selham for, I'm thinking like the late 90s through 2015-ish, 2014?
Yeah, so I think I've been 17 years, something like that.
Wow.
And, yeah, he left in 2014.
I'll be damned. Well, lucky you, lucky him, a good match. When you started Three Sticks, you know, you had some goals. In fact, I don't remember what your the mantra is, but something to the effect of making great wines of distinction in small quantities and whatever, and from great vineyards. You had to have a place to do it. You had to have some things, and you had to have a place to share those wines with people. And what do you do? I don't know how. If I had to guess, I'll bet Eva Price was involved in this, and I'm just guessing. How did you stumble on the Adobe?
Well, two of the greatest women in the world helped put that together. Prema Behan, who's the general manager and co-founder of Three Sticks, and my wife, you're right. Prema was the one who found it. She'd been looking. She lives in Sonoma. She'd been looking around for a special place. I said, I want something that goes back with some history. And she called me and she said, "Oh, I'm standing in an adobe built by General Vallejo's brother, who was the governor of California in the 1840s. It was built in 1842, and we've got to have it." It was a labor of love. It's one of the original adobes right on the square, right off the square in Sonoma. Fantastic bones on the building. And you're right. So Eva got involved, and she and I decided to pick Ken Folk, who at the time was one of the hot but not that well-known designers in San Francisco, now internationally famous and still doing some amazing work. What I thought was, I didn't want the adobe to look like a museum. I didn't want it to be trapped in the 1840s. I said I wanted it to look like the home of a wealthy Hispanic family today, and throw back to the traditions, use the materials, use the cowhide, use the wrought iron, use the distressed timber, but use it in a way that's innovative and fresh. And been there, so I think he probably had a sense that he just did a park. It's just a very special place, and can't wait to get it open again so that people come see it. You haven't been there for 3 or 4 years. It's time for you to come back.
Oh, man. Hey, Bill. If you're moving around, you were going through a bad spot there. That was pretty broken up. But I can tell you this, having spent some time in the Adobe, and once again, your hiring skills are impeccable because the welcoming great staff at the Adobe is something to behold. It's not like going to just any winery in the Valley. It's a unique experience. And it's such a beautiful place, and there's places to taste wine, depending on how many folks and what you're doing, and if you're a club member, and on and on. It's a beautiful piece of work. Let's talk a little bit. How about this article in Wine Spectator? Congratulations, by the way.
Well, thank you very much. So we go back to Wine for the Critics, and I apologize for the audio quality. I hope this is a little better. We don't make wine for the critic. We make wine that we want to drink and we want to share and explain our story. But it's great when we get recognized. And being on the Spectator was definitely spot on, being picked as one of the Pinot Noirs that most accurately reflects California was also very special. So it's always a joy. It caused a little bit of a frenzy. We start having the phone ring off the hook, as you might imagine. But, you know, that's a good problem to have.
Yeah. Well, I know that you don't, you're not a big fan on making wines that get high ratings. However, sometimes just because you're not a big fan of something doesn't mean it doesn't happen, as evidenced by the string of mid-90 ratings for dang near everything produced in the Three Sticks portfolio. And I feel so fortunate that I get, you know, my allocation, and the best part is I sit on them. I kind of hoard them for not special occasions, but when somebody else is with me that I know will like it, or better yet, when it's just Beth and I and we open one, and I think we're probably going to have one tonight with dinner. But let's talk about. And by the way,
that's
Bill,
fantastic. I think wine is a product meant to be shared. We talk a lot about table fellowship at Three Sticks, which is adding a special sense of hospitality and a handmade product to a special event. To us is what it's all about.
Well, it makes a special event out of a Tuesday, I think. Hey, wherever you are, Bill, now we're back to good quality phones, so thanks for whatever you did. And we got to take another break. Yeah, let's take another break if we can, and then let's come back and talk a little about not only some of your philanthropic adventures and things, but some of the stuff that has come about not only because of the virus, but because of the way things evolve and some of the things you're doing. I love the guest chef thing that you're doing. I've watched a couple, and we had so much fun. Beth and I sat at the counter with some snacks and some and the 2018 Pinot Blanc. We'll talk about that too. Sorry to keep you on so long, Bill, but I'm so glad you let us interrupt your weekend. We'll be right back with Mr. Bill Price. You can call him Billy Three Sticks if you ever run into him. But what you need to do, go to goodlifeguy.com, follow some of the links, go to Price Family Vineyards and Estates, go to threestickswines.com, learn about these things, get involved, and if you like wine, it's worth every penny, and you will thank me in the future. You can do that by inviting me over to help you consume and deplete your stock. I'm Guy Barrett. It's a good life, baby. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.